You're listening to Bible Truth Feed, a podcast by Christadelphianvideo.org for Christadelphians and all those seeking the truth about the Bible message. Join us now as we present our latest episode.
Welcome to Big Questions, Episode 10, Is God a Moral Monster? Part 5, Genocide and Ethnic Cleansing. This series of episodes was inspired by the book Is God a Moral Monster? By Paul Copan, which goes into this topic in a lot more detail. This is our fifth and final part of this series. If you haven't already watched parts 1 to 4, we recommend you watch those first before viewing this episode. In this session, we're going to take a closer look at the question of whether the God of the Bible condones genocide and ethnic cleansing. The new atheists will often quote verses like Deuteronomy 20 to show that the God of the Old Testament is a racially prejudiced ethnic cleanser. Deuteronomy 20 verses 16 to 18. As for the cities of these people that the Lord your God is going to give you as an inheritance, you must not allow a single living thing to survive. Instead, you must utterly annihilate them, the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, just as the Lord your God has commanded you, so they cannot teach you all the abhorrent ways they worship their gods, causing you to sin against the Lord your God. While this sounds pretty cut and dried, it will be important to get some context and background to really understand what is going on here. Firstly, it is worth noting that the Canaanites in Joshua's time suffered the consequences of their own actions, not a cruel invasion by a foreign people. God says, "Therefore the land has become unclean, and I have brought the punishment for its iniquity upon it, so that the land has vomited out its inhabitants." Leviticus 18, verse 25. Was this fair of God to act in this way? Well, the Canaanites should have known better. Their ancestor was Canaan, who was the grandson of Noah. Therefore, he would have been very much aware of the consequences of disobeying God, since he grew up in the only family that survived the flood. In fact, the king of the Jebusites, back in Abraham's day, was also the priest of God. And Abraham and Lot preached extensively all across the region. God did a number of miracles through them, and all the Canaanites saw God's judgment poured out upon Sodom and Gomorrah. So they knew exactly what happened to the people who disobeyed him. They had no excuse. Therefore, Joshua was God's instrument to bring punishment upon a disobedient nation. This is a timeless principle. Romans 1, verses 18 to 20 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of people who suppress the truth by their unrighteousness, because what can be known about God is plain to them, because God hath made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, because they are understood through what has been made. So people are without excuse." It is also important to consider that God waited over 400 years between giving the command and acting on it. Why did he wait? Because he is merciful and long-suffering. In fact, when he made the promise to give Abraham's offspring the land, God told Abraham that it would not be until the fourth generation that they would come hither again. For, he says, "the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full." Genesis 15, verse 16. That is, God would not act against these people until their wickedness reached a level he could not tolerate. Interestingly, God would bring about the same judgment upon his own people Israel if they behaved like the Canaanites they dispossessed. See Numbers 33, verses 51 to 56. Significantly, God's call to battle, for example in the time of Joshua, was unique to the nation of Israel. Such a command isn't an enduring, universally binding standard for all time and all cultures. In fact, it wasn't even a permanent fixture in Israel's story after the time of David. It certainly should never have been used to justify the brutally horrific Crusades in the Middle Ages, nor any of the other atrocities that have been done in the name of God. In addition to that, the nation of Israel was not allowed to have a standing army, and were not to be reliant on horses and chariots. Only prophets, under divine revelation, made the call for war. Not kings, not priests, not tribal leaders. And the victories that Israel's non-professional, ragtag army had against overwhelming odds clearly signaled that God was fighting for them. Often priests were involved, praising and worshiping God before, during, and after the battle. when acting in faith, Israel won their battles without any loss of life. God was obviously the one who brought the victory. This does not justify the many holy wars called for throughout history. As one writer said, Yahweh-initiated battles were never intended for non-profit organizations. So, was it xenophobia, ethnic cleansing, genocide in Joshua's time? No, these are just terms the new atheists use to evoke a strong emotional response from their readers. God always intended to include all nations in his plan of redemption. See Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Eventually, God does judge and will judge all those who practice evil and wickedness, Jew or Gentile. The account of Israel inheriting the land was not about race or ethnicity, but about good versus evil. Many non-Jews were incorporated into the family of Israel, Rahab, Uriah the Hittite, Arana the Jebusite, to name a few. Israel was instructed to care for foreigners, Leviticus 19, verse 34, Deuteronomy 10, verses 18 and 19, and give them full rights in the land, Leviticus 24, verse 22, and Numbers 35, verse 15. Acceptance and inclusion, or rejection and annihilation, depended on whether there was a belief in God or not. It had nothing to do with race, color, or ethnicity. God was concerned about sin and wickedness, not ethnicity. In fact, in the Old Testament, it is obvious that God was opposed to Israel's sin just as much as, if not more than, the sins of the Gentiles. In fact, God used foreign nations to judge Israel. Assyria, Babylon, and Rome were all used to punish Israel and scatter them throughout the globe at various times as judgment upon Israel for continually rejecting God. While we may be troubled when reading certain Old Testament passages, we can put them into proper perspective by looking at their context and the historical period. The ultimate resolution is found in God's clarifying word and in his Son Jesus, who lived among us, was put to death, and rose again on our behalf. The God whom the new atheists consider a monster is a holy God who we need to revere, but also a loving, self-sacrificing God who invites us to be reconciled to him. Remember what Dawkins said? The God of the Old Testament is arguably the most unpleasant character in all fiction, jealous and proud of it. A petty, unjust, unforgiving control freak. A vindictive, bloodthirsty ethnic cleanser. Well, I don't believe in the God that Richard Dawkins doesn't believe in. This is the God that I believe in. The Lord, the one who is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy and faithfulness, guarding mercy for thousands by forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, so making innocent, while still visiting the iniquity of fathers and children to the third and fourth of those who hate him. A paraphrase of Exodus 34, verses 5 to 7. Thanks for listening. Please like and subscribe to stay in touch with future videos or leave us a comment.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you found the episode helpful. Don't forget, most of these episodes are also available as videos on our video channel, cdvideo.org. So head over and take a look. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions, please get in touch or leave us a voice message. We love to hear your feedback. You can email us at btf@cdvideo.org. If you enjoyed the episode, then please share it with others. Until next time, may God bless you in your studies and your walk towards God's kingdom. Amen.